Emmanuel Macron stunned the world when elected last year as president of France under the banner of a new party. Once elected, some of the online tools he used to build a legislative majority in the National Assembly came from Nation Builder, headquartered in Los Angeles.
Macron ended up using us to field his entire government, so to run his legislative elections. So there's people all over the world in 112 countries, political parties and political candidates, nonprofit organizations, small businesses, large businesses.
Anyone who wants to mobilize support or spread a political message. Other companies or groups also provide online tools for activists. Nation Builder says it attracts people across the political spectrum, including Republicans in Maryland and the leader of Canada's New Democratic Party. The debate surrounding Brexit, the 2016 vote to withdraw Britain from the European Union, spurred activists on the Remain side to target supporters using Nation Builder.
Send mailings digitally straight into that part of the country to set up a campaign group or support one that's already there or promote an action that's happening locally. It gives an ability to be very flexible with our data and get away from kind of just sort of global email blasts.
A group that works to revitalize an urban waterway in Los Angeles sends targeted emails.
You told us like 6 months ago that you want to get involved in this organization, and the reason that you care about this campaign is because you're passionate about the environment. We've got an event coming up. It's down the street from you. We'd love to see you there.
With a presence in more than 100 countries, Nation Builder adapts to local needs in places like Africa.
They're not about long email lists and long newsletters. They want to be able to communicate with people on their smartphones because that's the biggest and most richest technology source that they have right now.
Promoting a cause or building a movement, it is all about people. But the digital tools to connect them can be found today online. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.